This is a special podcast produced on site at ShishMed Connections 2025 in Dallas as we talk with speakers and session leaders direct from the show floor. And today we're joined by one of the most respected voices in healthcare marketing and communications, Donna Teach, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Kids Mental Health Foundation. And Donna is the recipient of ShishMed's 2025 Leadership Excellence Award. Donna, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's great to see you, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
Very well deserved.
It's been a very humbling day. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we're going to honor you, and I know it's been humbling. We're going to continue to honor you today. I love it. So again, congratulations on this great honor. So let's start here. What does receiving the ShishMed Leadership Excellence Award mean to you personally and professionally after nearly 30 years at Nationwide Children's?
I think I've just been walking around with such a warm feeling today, and when I got the news from ShishMed and knowing the folks that put the effort into this nomination process and to read the nomination. But more importantly, it just is kind of a capstone. It brings together 30 years of just amazing memories here with ShishMed, and most importantly, all the wonderful people I've met along the way on the journey. It's just great to be here at the conference and just reconnecting with everyone. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm very honored.
Yeah, well, you're obviously very good at what you do. 30 years at one healthcare organization, that alone is quite an accomplishment.
I am a proud career monogamist.
I love it. And I know Nationwide Children's feels the same way, I'm sure. So throughout your career, you've led transformative initiatives that have shaped how people view Nationwide Children's, from branding to community engagement. What guiding principles have shaped your approach to leadership and communication over the years?
Yeah, I think it's a head and a heart kind of thing for me. I think anyone who comes into this profession, and these are the kind of people we're looking for, you do come in with your whole heart. And I take very seriously that every dollar that is spent on what we do as strategy professionals, in my case, Marcom, is dollars that don't go into direct patient care. So that leads to the head part, which is ensuring that everything that we do is grounded towards helping our organization achieve its mission, achieve its strategic plan. And in my case, I think one of the keys to our success at Nationwide Children's Hospital has been we're guided by a very strong strategic plan and a very unified leadership team. So I feel like I am very well supported, and I can create very clear line of sight between where my team is spending those precious dollars towards the strategic initiatives of the hospital.
So do you think that strategic plan really has guided you through these past 30 years? It sounds like you're making a case for having a strong strategic plan.
You know, people laugh at me, Bill, but I say goals are sexy. Goals are sexy. I think it never feels good to be in a firefighting mode all the time where you're not really sure what's guiding your work of the day except for what fires you're putting out, what you're trying to be responsive to. I think it's very empowering, at least for me, and I feel like for my team, when you can be guided by something that you feel like you have line of sight to and you're contributing towards, it also becomes a contract. It becomes an agreement. When the organization gives you resources, you're coming back with how you're going to deliver against those resources. And I think that creates a virtuous cycle where the organization builds confidence in you. It's more willing to make investments, and you're not just seen as a cost center. You're seen as a return on investment in the key initiatives of the organization. Those don't have to all be financial either. So I'm very happy, and I think very honored to work in an organization that has a very clear North Star, and that's our strategic plan and our vision.
So, as you said, goals are sexy.
Goals are sexy.
And this is from a career monogamous.
And this is a PG-rated podcast, so yes. Or are we PG? Maybe we're G. I think
maybe
we're G. We're definitely a strong G.
That's
strong G.
Absolutely.
Everybody's like, what are they going to talk about next?
What are they going to talk about next? Oh, my gosh. So when I introduced you, of course, I said you are also in charge of the Kids Mental Health Foundation. Let's talk about that a little bit, as I know that's one of your most impactful achievements, the creation of the Kids Mental Health Foundation. Can you share how that idea came to life and how it has managed to reach more than, get ready for it, 24 million parents, teachers, and providers since its founding?
Yes, and I first want to say Kids Mental Health Foundation has been a group effort. I was thankfully one of the OGs, one of the original organizers of the movement, but this baby has been raised by a very, very dedicated tribe of which I'm one proud member. I'm very honored to represent the marketing and communications kind of help this, but it's been a very strong partnership with our clinical team. The Kids Mental Health Foundation was really born out of a need. We're the largest provider. Nationwide Children's Hospital is the largest provider of behavioral health services to children in the country based on our volumes. And when we were expanding our program, we started this back in 2014, 2015. Our board had the foresight to say, kids' mental health is going to be a crisis. Long before the Surgeon General had identified it as a public health issue, we knew there was a huge need. And so we were significantly expanding our programs, building a huge behavioral health pavilion in the center of our campus, which I'm very proud. It's in the center of our clinical campus. And we were looking for a movement that we could partner with that was really focused on this idea of breaking stigmas around kids' mental health, and also that there should be no difference between a child's mental health and their physical health. And that began a journey. We started as a campaign to break stigmas as the On Our Sleeves movement. We launched in 2018.
Okay.
And then this thing called the pandemic happened.
Oh, yes.
Remember that thing?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
The need escalated. I think homeschooling was a tipping point for parents. Kids' mental health really was started to be clearly identified as a crisis. And parents and teachers and coaches, they were all looking for ways that we could work upstream to really start to treat mental kids' mental wellness and their physical health as the same thing. And so that's where we've really come in. Our mission is to deliver free, evidence-informed behavioral health resources, as you said, to parents, teachers, coaches. We are launching a new military family curriculum. Mm-hmm. We're piloting primary care practice curriculum. So all of those resources are available digitally and also with our curriculum products that we're delivering. So yeah, 24 million people, that feels really, really good. And it's only possible because we've had an incredible number of people who've reached out to help us, to fund us, to support us. So we're just getting started. We got a lot more to do.
I love it. So quite a commendable achievement.
Well,
for sure. And I'm sure you are very proud of it. You have to be.
It is my heart. Like, to see how hard the team is working on this, I mean, it really takes a village to do this. And also the thing is for our behavioral health providers to feel seen and to be able to give back in this way. I mean, we're never going to out-provider our way out of this mental health crisis. It's not going to happen. So the idea that we can empower parents, we can work upstream to make a difference is really one of the most rewarding things I've gotten to work on in my career. And I've gotten to work on a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that.
I'll take that back to the team.
Proud you are about it. And it is quite an accomplishment. So I think that's wonderful. So I looked through some of the nominations and what your nominator said about you. Mm. Here comes the PG-13 section. No, maybe. No. So your nominators praised your ability to, quote, frame problems provocatively, unite stakeholders, and mobilize action quickly. So can you give us an example of how that mindset has helped you move an initiative forward when the stakes were high?
Yeah, I think the times we're living in right now, too, whether you look at managing the pandemic or working through the current climate and the headwinds we're facing, I think it's the idea that you can assemble the right team and give that team a clear vision and not let yourself be overwhelmed. My CEO gives this, he's one of the best leaders to work with in any kind of complex or challenging situation because he doesn't try to boil the ocean. He always thinks about, he puts people at the center. Who's impacted by this? And he always puts our patient families at the center of every situation. And that creates a true north for us. Like, what does this mean for the patients we're serving? And then he doesn't let a circumstance overwhelm him, and I try to lead the same way. I always focus on what is the next best step that we need to make here. And then we reanalyze the situation, and we take the next step, and we try to be nimble. We convene a lot. We love the power of the scrum, right? You can get together in 15 minutes, and if we're not huge fans of big committees. We're more about cohorts and collaborations, and I really like that when you're in the weeds on something, to focus on that clear, next digestible bite And again, not let the situation overwhelm you. And always look at things from, number one, doing the right thing. Our values guide us very clearly at Nationwide Children's, putting patients at the center. And that's helped us navigate through some pretty tricky situations just by keeping those things in front of us. And then I think just really being smart and nimble when we manage things.
Well, if that is your North Star, that's something that can always guide you through it. It's something you can always point to. It's kind of tangible. It's right there.
Yes.
Right? As you said, don't boil the ocean. Your CEO keeps it people-centered. So if you can always come back to that, if you're trying to make a tough decision, how does the outcome benefit people, right? That's kind of how you approach it.
And it helps you come from a calm, cool, collected space. I think the energy you put into something is the energy people take out of it in a circumstance like that. And if you're presenting calm, collected energy, that's how the team's going to respond. So.
And then you're consistent. If you're always people-centered, you're consistent. Every decision you make is around that factor then.
Yeah.
So it's very consistent as you're building the organization. And this is how we operate. So this is how we're going to decide.
And because our leadership team has worked together so long, my CEO and I started 5 months apart from each other. So he's been there even a bit longer than I have, 30 plus years. And our longevity of our leadership team is very solid, 15 plus years. And so we know how to navigate things together. And I think the other thing is we have very strong, strong teams under us. So our management team is so solid and they really, really carry the weight of the day. So keeping those internal stakeholders in mind.
So when you have those teams too, I'm sure you're bringing new people onto the team. Not all the time, but over the years, of course, you're bringing new people on. Having them understand that North Star, that guiding principle is, this is how we do things.
Yeah.
So that's how when people leave, new people come on, you still have that principle in place.
Right. And as organizations grow, I mean, when I started 30 years ago, we were, I think, 6,000, 5,000 people, and we're close to 20,000 now.
Yeah.
So with multiple offsites. So how you maintain that bedrock and cement that cultural bedrock and the strategic framework, you're absolutely right. That's the foundation you got to operate from.
Yeah, a strategic bedrock. I like how you said that. So, Donna, you've been a ShishMed member for decades and have played a major role in projects like the Bridging Worlds reports and ShishMed's certification courses. How has your involvement in ShishMed shaped your own growth as a leader, and what value do you think ShishMed brings to professionals in our field today?
Yeah. I would say for everybody out there, it's like an opportunity to be outside your little universe, right? To be here at the meeting now and to see the energy in the room, the power of connection, the incredibly brilliant people that are working in this profession, being able to make connections, to volunteer, be courageous, volunteer, get involved. This is an organization that really, really lets their volunteers get deeply involved. And I was fortunate enough to, you know, serve on the board for many years. It's just so refreshing to be in a room of people I call us like the unicorns of our organizations. I mean, in healthcare, strategists are often unicorns. And it's so great to be in this like big old herd of unicorns. And some of my deepest, best friendships have come out of ShishMed. So there was a squid hat involved, but that's another story I'll have to tell you some other time.
That's the PG-17?
Well, we'll see what emerges at tonight's little gathering. I understand there's line dancing.
Okay. All right.
So we'll see what shenanigans show up tonight.
We'll keep you updated on that, everyone. All right.
One more reason to come to a ShishMed meeting.
That's absolutely right.
You don't want to miss that.
I love it. Well, I've been interviewing Rising Star awardees as well.
So great.
So it's great to hear them talk about, I just interviewed one, Nardeep Singh. This is her first ShishMed.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so really cool to have a person who is new, their first conference in their perspective, and then somebody that is as tenured as you. But
thank you for that kind tenured language. I remember my first ShishMed meeting.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, but kind of the theme that runs through it, the networking, the people that I meet, the education, that's kind of a consistent.
Yeah, but you have to invest in, right? You can come here, and if you don't reach out, engage. People are very good here about reaching out, giving you opportunities, but sometimes you got to take the first step, and that can be the hardest.
Yeah. Well, as you say, get involved.
Get involved.
Be courageous.
Yes.
Right? You might think, I don't know. I'm kind of, get out there.
Yeah, find your people. But just like when you start in school, right? Yeah, there's always somebody on the playground that you're going to make friends with. And
right.
people are, especially if you're sitting in a session, you know, people, that's an instant affinity group. Someone's in there because they're interested in the same kind of stuff you're in. Introduce yourself to the person to your left. Introduce yourself to the person to the right. Find out where they're from. You know, find out what challenges they're working on. It's really great to make those kinds of connections.
And that is great advice for networking right there.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Donna, your colleagues describe you as someone who uplifts others and celebrates their contributions first. Okay, another question. What advice would you give to emerging healthcare marketers and communicators about building strong, empathetic leadership cultures, which is very important today?
Wow. It's, again, it goes back to head and heart. Like, I always say jokingly, like, there's a lot of ways to use the skills we have. We could sell underwear, we could sell consumer product goods, but we have this amazing honor to serve people who are facing some of the most difficult times in their lives. No one wants to go to a hospital, and especially who wants to go to a children's hospital? It's one of the most frightening places on the planet if you've never experienced it.
Yes.
And so there is an honor to serve in this capacity. And I think if you can approach what you do with that sense of honor and connection, connecting to what we get to do and who we get to serve, that makes me grateful every single day to do what I do and to work with the people who've chosen. It's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. And so that grounds me every day and makes me so incredibly grateful to be in this role. And it's a special thing. You've got to have the head and the heart for it, though.
Yep. I love how you say that. Talking to you, Donna, it's like a masterclass happening right here on this podcast, people. Masterclass. I love it.
I don't know about that. We've covered a lot of terror. I love it. I mean, I'm so excited to see all the young people here. I want to meet the rising stars. I haven't met them yet. But thank you. And thank you for being here.
Oh, well, of course. I love being here.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite conference. I go to a lot of it. It's my favorite.
It's a good one.
It's the best. It is a good one. Okay, last question for you. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to add overlooking your career and this award? Final thoughts.
As I said this morning, I call them the three P's. Find your passion.
Okay.
Be fearless.
Okay, everybody, write this down.
If this is not your jam, good for you for figuring that out, but be tireless. Do not just settle. You deserve to find your passion. Then find the place. Find the place that will invest in you and your talents and help you grow in place. You don't have to stay somewhere for 30 years, but find the place where you feel like you fit and that they're going to invest in your unique set of challenges, and then find your people.
Mm.
I mean, we spend a lot of time in our careers. Why not do it with people who bring you joy? And I just love the people that I work with. So that's my thing, passion, place, people.
I love it. Like I said, masterclass, people.
That's what I got.
Masterclass. Okay, passion, place, people. Write that down. Hopefully you all wrote that down. Donna, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been great.
Bill, thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, pleasure talking with you.
All right.
Thank you. And once again, that is Donna Teach, a Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Kids Mental Health Foundation. And we hope you enjoyed ShishMed Connections 2025. Of course, as Donna just said, it's the best. And a recording of Donna's recognition and acceptance remarks will be available to members during the ShishMed Connections virtual conference. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And please subscribe so you get every episode chock full of great healthcare strategists, marketers, topics, and solutions, and great people like Donna, who we just talked to. And to access our full podcast library, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. Thanks for listening. See ya.